In 5, 4, 3, 2.
I'm Joe Wade for McCullough, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini.
Real name, no gimmicks.
On 750 AM, KOAL.
So I came to the grave. Real name, no gimmicks.
That's why I ain't got no.
And we're back here on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 103.9 FM and 7:50 AM. We're going to stick with local sports here for this particular segment. Over the weekend, Saturday, actually, we had Fierce Fighting Championships Justice at the Carbon County Event Center. We talked a lot about this event leading up to Fight Night. And the main event featured Emory County native Cy Nelson, who entered the event undefeated at 2-0, comes out of the event undefeated now at 3-0 after he knocked out Jordan Marriott in the opening round about 38 seconds into that fight. And he is joining us here in the studio right now. Back-to-back live guest today. Cy, it's great to get you in. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for having me in here, Jordan. It's always a pleasure to come down here and talk to you.
Yeah, hey, we got a fun one to talk about. You went toe-to-toe with Jordan Marriott on Saturday. The fight didn't last a whole lot, but the 38 seconds, I believe, was the official time, if I remember correctly. The 38 seconds that we had in a fight, there was a lot of action, and you end up getting the TKO.
He come out, and he really whacked me pretty good right in the eye, and I remember everything was a little bit blurry, and instincts took over, and I just kind of come forward and punched at the same time, and it was just too much for me. He crippled under the pressure.
You know, I talked to you after the fight a little bit, and you said that you were worried when he connected early on. I mean, he put a pretty good gash over your left eye.
Yeah, it's still purple today, and, he hit me, and I kind of took a step back, and I shook my head a little bit, tried to shake it off, and, I don't know if it was just the adrenaline dump that was going on or if it was that I was close to being knocked out, but I remember I couldn't see anything. My vision went blurry, and I couldn't really see anything, and so that's when I decided just to come forward, and, man, I really, for a split second, thought that I was going to get finished. I thought that he was gonna keep hitting me and that I wasn't going to be able to do anything to stop him because I couldn't see him.
He is a professional boxer as well. In fact, he just fought a couple of weeks ago, and he had a win inside the ring. So he definitely is savvy on his feet. Were you shocked that once he hit you, he kind of backed off and you guys set up once again in the middle of the cage?
No, I don't think I was really too shocked. I was just, I wasn't there enough mentally for this fight. That's something that I'm trying to work on. For some reason, I have this terrible problem that I get in there and I forget to be there. I forget to be there mentally. I let instincts take over, which isn't a very good game plan because then I'm not there to make decisions consciously. And I watched the tape later on, and I just keep moving forward. I don't really cut any angles on him. I'm just chasing him, which is why I ended up getting caught and why had he known that he had hurt me, he probably would have been able to finish me. But I guess I was just able to mask it enough that he didn't notice. So.
Now, even though your ring instincts or your cage instincts took over, you did use some pretty good angles on him as far as your stand-up game.
That's what Reed told me. From the video that I've seen, I can't really see it, but that just comes from lots of training, lots of hours and hours of just working on those little techniques, just little turns, little pivots, and things like that. I've been working a ton on.
Yeah, look, I'm a boxing guy, and from my boxing knowledge, I was actually quite impressed with both of the ring angles that you guys used in the short fight that it was. You get the victory. It was a pro-Cy Nelson crowd. People were going crazy. That adrenaline's running. You jump on top of the cage, and you start screaming at the top of the cage. What was that moment like?
I mean, that was really cool. That was, because I've wanted this promotion here in Price to be everything that it was on Friday night, or Saturday night, sorry. And just the whole night was good. I mean, everybody from my corner was winning. We had Team Absolute down here. They were winning. So just to be able to get that finish, and then in the manner that I got it to, where I literally thought that I was going to get finished right there in the first few seconds of the round, and you know, I was, that went through my head for that split second, and I was like, crap, this is going to be bad. And then I ended up, I just remember Dave Celeste, the referee, pushing me off of Jordan, and just everything kind of came full circle at that moment. All the hard training, all the stuff that we've done with Fierce, and, you know, everything was just good in that moment. It was really surreal.
Again, our guest right now is Cy Nelson, local MMA fighter who is now 3-0 as a professional. Cody Bunderson's your coach at Fierce MMA. How did he assess your performance? What did he tell you?
You know, he just told me that he was proud that, you know, it was a great performance, that I was really good at coming forward and just finishing the fight. And yeah, he was just proud of it. He was happy with everything that happened on Saturday night.
Now, I talked to you a couple weeks ago, and you said that you wanted to become a professional. You want to do this for a living. This is what you want to do.
Yes, sir.
You got tagged. Is that the first time you've been tagged to that in that regard? And if so, what kind of a learning experience is that for you?
Yeah, no, that was, yeah, you're correct right there. That's the first time that I've been tagged like that. Like, I've been hit before, but I think he hit me really clean. I don't think he hit me with a ton of power, but I just think that he hit me just in the right spot. It was a really clean punch, and it showed me that, you know, I've really got to take a lot of mental focus into the cage, because that was my fault that he hit me. It's my job to not let him hit me, and I failed at that job at that moment. And it could have potentially cost me the fight, which, you know, as a professional, losses will stay with me forever. And that's a reflection of who I am also, because in this game, they always say that you are only as good as your last performance. Had I been knocked out in that last performance, then that's how good I would be at this point. And so it just showed me that I've really got to take defensive matters into my hands, not get hit, really be aware of where I'm at in the cage and when I'm in the cage, because I was not aware where I was at. I was just coming forward and fighting.
Now, you said that there's a possibility that you could be back in the cage in July, definitely looking to get back into the cage in September. That's a short turnaround. I know you only had 38 seconds of work on Saturday, but it still is a very short turnaround, and you have a full-time job. That's difficult.
Yeah, it is difficult, but, you know, that's good things don't come easy, man. As an athlete, I've got a very, very short window to do the things that I want to do in this sport. I mean, there's guys that retire 30, 31, 32. I mean, you don't really see a whole lot of really high-level fighters that are getting into their later 30s, and If I want to make good money in this, I've got to do it by the time I'm 30, and I'm 25 right now. I've got 5 years to get a good MMA record under me, get into whatever promotion is going to pay me the most, and then make my money. So I've got to be working. And that's how I look at this right now, is that I'm working. That's if guys ask me that, if I want to take a fight, and I say, yeah, I got to be working. I need to be working, because I don't want to let this opportunity slip through my hands due to Father Time. You know, it's the clock's always ticking, and if I'm not fighting, I'm just getting older.
Yeah, Father Time's undefeated.
Yes, sir.
That's the way it works. I do appreciate you coming back down here. I look forward to following your career. The next time you step into the cage, definitely would like to get you back on the air. I appreciate the time.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Jordan.
Hey, thank you. Congratulations on the victory.
Thank you.
Let's pause once again for a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk Game 3 of the NBA Finals. No Kevin Love tonight for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Could this possibly benefit the Cavs? If so, it's an indictment on that coaching staff. That's my take on it. We'll go over it and more when we return here on Drive Time Sports.